AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
With KC. It's there by the Carrigaline playground by the skate park if you're approaching from the Crosshaven direction or the Carrigaline direction. Speaking of skate parks, what in the name of God was Tony Hawk's doing in Mallow the other day?
I know, yeah. I think he was here on holiday with his family.
Yeah.
And he just obviously heard about the skate park and decided to stop by and have an old skate. Imagine the faces on the people that were there just doing a bit of skateboarding.
It's not.
No,
Mallow?
It's not.
Tony Hawk? Yeah. The greatest skateboarder of all time?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's done all right in life, hasn't he?
He has.
Between merch and video games, I don't know. I think I would guess Tony Hawk's the skateboarder. Let's have the network net worth game. You don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. A lot of people wouldn't know it unless you're into skateboarding and video games. You may not have heard of him. Okay, so Tony Hawk's net worth. Let's go for it. The net worth game. Oh Jesus Christ!
Is it a lot?
It's a fair bit. All right, it's a nice. This is a lad who has made a living out of a piece of wood with wheels on it. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Go on. Give me a guess.
Okay, is he the world's best skateboarder?
He would have been for years and years. He set the standards on tricks and flips and all of that kind of stuff. And then he was so good at it, they started doing, as PlayStation, I think, did a load of Tony Hawk's video games and everything. So
20 million? 30 million?
He's a bit more than that.
50 million?
It's a bit more than that.
100 million?
It's a bit more
it's
than
not.
That.
It's not! For skateboarder,
yeah. I'm telling you, this is why you let your kids do things that you might seem to be thinking that they're silly. He's a net worth of 140 million.
Oh my God.
For a skateboarder, that's nuts, isn't it?
Wow.
It's nuts.
That is nuts. That's why I keep saying wow.
Anyway, hope.
I thought actually he used to be on that show with Johnny Knoxville. What was that show?
Oh, on Jackass.
Yes.
You know what? He might have made an appearance on it.
That's who I thought he was.
Yeah, all of the Jackass lads were amazing skateboarders as well. I think that's where they all met in skate parks and decided, let's make pranky videos. Anyway, he was in California the other day with his son and just doing some flips and tricks.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Fair play to you.
Very cool.
The news broke yesterday evening and I was sitting down scrolling on my phone as I tend to do far too much of, and up popped the story. The lotto ticket was sold in Munster.
Yeah.
And then I started having the scenario game in my own head. I think I bought a second ticket. I genuinely do, but I can't place it.
Are you being serious?
I'm not joking. I think I did.
I think I bought
two petrol station quick picks.
You said you played online.
Yeah.
Then you said you were standing in the queue in the petrol station and you thought, you know what, I'll just buy another ticket. So you bought a ticket. But now you're saying you bought another ticket on top of that.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that was last week I bought two or if it was this week. But anyway, I was down in Kinsale the other day. I had to go down and meet a buddy. And you know that thing you do where you clean out the car a little bit?
Yeah.
Because there was two tickets on the left-hand seat that were, they were duds.
Right.
And I scanned them and nothing came up with them.
Okay.
But, you know, you pick up loads of bits and bobs and you throw it into a...
You do.
If you're in a petrol station or whatever.
Yeah.
All you see is people clearing out their car.
You do.
So somewhere in Kinsale, I'm just saying, potentially, there could be a lotto ticket worth 250 million. I hope somebody comes forward. If nobody comes forward, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You definitely think it was you, is it?
I'd be like your man with the laptop and the Bitcoin. I'll be going through some landfill in Cork and you'll all be there with me looking for a plastic lunch container. You know one of those little takeaway lunch containers?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I put everything into that, closed it up and horsed it into the bin.
Oh, God, Casey.
That's worst case scenario. It's not me. Don't be an idiot.
It is strange, though. If they still haven't, that no one has come forward yet.
Has definitely nobody come forward?
I don't know. I don't work in Lottery HQ, but as far as the media goes...
Yeah, we don't. We haven't heard anything yet.
We haven't heard anything else other than that it was sold in Munster.
So they've told us Munster, so we should expect today to find out at least the county. And if it's Kerry or Clare or Waterford, I will be so happy.
This is BBC World News. I'm Jonathan Charles, kept hidden for almost two decades and forced to bear children.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
So yeah, thanks, Jonathan.
That will never get old. That clip will never get old.
I've heard it a thousand times, and it's still funny. Like, how's your dodgy box?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Okay, that's good. Correct. That's the answer I was looking for.
One.
That was the answer I was looking for.
I have a legit one.
Yeah. What do I use at home now? I've got the old Sky Stream.
Oh, we've got Air.
So the little it connects to the internet, which is grand until the internet goes down. Then you've got no telly. Oh, that's the problem
worst,
with it.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
I know. So owners of dodgy boxes, wink, wink. For those of you out there that have the old
dodgy box,
you got the old Google Nest plugged into the back, and it's connected to some sort of server that gets you all the stuff for free.
Yeah.
So Sky Ireland is warning that up to 400,000 dodgy box users will face consequences if caught illegally streaming sports or films. Like on their side of it, I suppose, on the legitimate provider side of it.
Yeah.
I mean if everybody has one of these things, there's going to be no money to produce any shows.
No, well, that's the problem.
the whole industry is going to collapse.
That's the problem.
But then on the other side of it, people went, well, do you know what? If you didn't rip people off and charge such insane money for sports, then people wouldn't be going to dodgy boxes. So if people could pay 200 quid for the whole year to get everything, I think people would.
I do too. That's a great deal.
You know, if you could get all access to all sports, all TV and a couple of movie channels or whatever, 200 quid, people would do that.
It's the sport, isn't
it? I know. A buddy of mine is paying €140 a month to Sky.
Yeah.
Because he has... This is the thing that winds me up about Sky and sports. So you go, you get the Sky package and you get the sports pack, and you're like, okay, I can watch the games. You go to watch the game. It's not on that game. You have to go to
something else.
BT plus two fight. It's like, oh, Jesus.
I just want to watch the game, lads.
Yeah.
Why are you putting me through this?
Then you have to go and subscribe to that. And that's they only give you three games a year. And if you go back to this channel over,
it's
ridiculous.
It is a pain.
So I think, Sky, if you sort that out and give a good deal, a yearly deal, you'll get a lot of people coming back to you.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think anybody wants to get a knock at the door.
No.
How would they know, though? How do they know if you've got
Obviously, they've got some kind of a laser.
A laser? Hello, it is I, Laser Man.
I don't know.
But do you know what? Joking aside, they used to use some kind of tracker, audio tracker, or signal tracker
outside
to see if people had TVs. Because people used to, for the TV license guy.
You see, this is the thing.
They used to have a little kind of a thing. Oh, yeah, they've got a telly inside. Some sort of reader or something.
It wasn't a laser, though.
It wasn't a laser. But how cool would it be if a superhero called Dodgy Box Man kicks in your door?
Oh,
and he's standing there with a big laser gun. He takes out the whole family. There's nothing but some smouldering shoes left in the sitting room. I shall be back for your auntie. I am Laser Man.
Dodgy Box.
Anyway, listen, Dodgy Box people.
Oh, lads.
I don't know. These articles pop up every now and then where they're threatening to do loads of things. But the reason they know people have Dodgy Boxes is you don't have a subscription to anything.
You see, this is the thing.
And they go, look, he's not signed up to anything. Chances are.
He's got a Dodgy Box. Like, when was the last time somebody knocked on your door? When was it for a TV license? Because it's been years.
6 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's been years.
Mm. Oh, they're doing the rounds all right. A huge amount of people, because of the RTE scandal, decided that they weren't going to pay
absolutely.
A TV license anymore. Tomorrow will be the hottest day of the year. 27 degrees. Bring it on.
Yes.
So 27 to possibly 30 degrees in parts of the country. We're going to get some beautiful weather today and tomorrow. So get out there and enjoy it. And then on the front of the papers, if you're in a band, if you're in your 20s, you're in a hip hop group, and you've been brought to court by the British government.
Yeah.
You can't buy PR like this for your group. It's just
It was
insane.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
So Kneecap at Macara was supported by hundreds of people that turned up for the court case yesterday, which was, it was kicked on till August or something.
Yeah.
He went into the courtroom and he requested an Irish translator. And the judge said, unfortunately, we've had trouble finding a translator.
Yeah.
To which the judge said in the court, does anybody here speak Irish? And they pointed to one of the lads from Kneecap wearing a tricolour balaclava. He does, Your Honour.
Imagine they couldn't find somebody that spoke Irish, a translator. Like,
no, imagine there's a fella sitting in the High Court
with
over with a tricolour balaclava on.
I know, yeah. Red FM Breakfast.
Let's go. With McDonald's. Start your day with McCafe Cappuccino. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Ladies and gentlemen of Cork, I don't know how to say this to you, but out there in the greater Munster region is a ticket for 250 million quid.
I know.
It's out there somewhere. It's possibly Cork. It's possibly Cork City. It's somebody that you know.
What?
Maybe somebody that you hate.
That's definitely going to be the way.
But somebody out there has that ticket, and we have no word if anybody's come forward yet.
If someone you work with has phoned in sick today or yesterday, mm-hmm. good chance it's them.
Mm. I wonder.
I don't know, lads.
I've told you already, lads. I think I've done a second ticket that I can't find.
Have you told Rory that story yet?
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's possible that it's in a bin in Kinsale.
You're the biggest donut ever if you did that.
See, I bought two tickets last week and Caleb checked them for me on the app. Said, no, there are no winners. And then I'm not sure if I'm confusing last week with this week. Right, embarrassing injuries. Have you had a situation where you've done something really, really stupid that knocked you out for many, many weeks? Every time we do this, we get a massive reaction to it. Tell me about your one again. You busted your ankle, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I was DJing my cousin's 30th and I descended from the DJ area to court dancing because it was, late in the night. And it was a small bar with a fireplace on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And I was boogieing to the best of my ability when I landed on the edge of the fireplace, went over my ankle, heard a crack, and broke my ankle.
Ow.
Yikes.
Had to finish DJing
with a broken ankle.
Yeah.
How much fun was that?
Minus crack. And then I went to Dublin the next day to watch Cork City with a broken ankle.
You had no idea that it was broken?
Oh, it was broken. I knew it was broken, but I know if I went to the hospital, I couldn't go watch Cork City.
Maniac. 0868104106. Have you had a millennial injury or an embarrassing injury?
Yeah.
I want to hear from you right now. Somebody here tells me that they were playing knock knock runaway with the kids,
yeah.
But they have a patio and they were doing it pretending on the mum, like the mum was in the kitchen.
Okay.
So the dad brought them out, knocking on the door. They knock knock ran away, and the dad turned around and ran through the glass of the patio.
Oh dear.
Texting while rollerblading, lads, don't do it.
God.
From Mark, I thought I could send a meme and skate, but ended up face planting into a phone box.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually got a concussion once. This is a true story. Why are you laughing, Casey? You haven't even told the story.
I know where this is. I've heard this before.
I walked into a lamppost, got a concussion, got a bump on the front of my head, and actually got a concussion
from
it.
Were you looking at your phone?
I was about 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, may have had a phone, yeah.
You were probably counting sparrows or something, were you?
Looking
up at the sky.
Hurt. Yeah. It was really painful.
Counting sparrows.
I know,
one,
yeah.
One, two,
bang!
It's a frog, isn't it?
Microwave spoon mishap. I heated a metal spoon accidentally in the microwave, grabbed it, and learned about burns the hard way. Dear me.
Ouch.
Lads, I ended up in hospital doing a TikTok dance.
Oh, no.
That's fairly common, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Doing a TikTok dance with the kids and absolutely ripped a muscle in my back and had to be rushed into hospital. The pain was like nothing I've ever experienced before. I slept on my arm on a couch once for 8 hours and woke up and lost the power of my arm for 2 days.
Oh, my God. It was like paralysis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
How freaked out would you be when you realize your arm doesn't work?
Exactly.
So I was at home one night and my girlfriend was gone to bed and I was down in the kitchen, I don't know, making food now or something like that. And all of a sudden my goose popped out and went into my throat and she could hear this coughing and she came downstairs and I was on the kitchen floor choking on my own false tooth. And she started beating my back. I think she just got pleasure out of that, to be honest, more than anything. And eventually it came up, but I'm going to say 3 seconds away from death.
I mean, like,
tooth story.
A tooth story. Thanks very much.
I would say that's not an injury, but a near-death experience, and I would never stop talking about it.
That's really funny. It's kind of terrifying.
I have a fake tooth.
Yeah.
On the front here. And I always, like, if it gets knocked, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to fall. And now I'm like, that's now going to be my new fear unlocked.
Phil, thank you for that. And I'm glad you're still with us because we need all the listeners we can get.
This is Aoife from Cove. I was doing a dance with St. Paul's School in the School of Music. And myself and another girl were holding a big blue sheet representing the water. Dancing to anyway, I took a step back and lo and behold, there was no stage behind me. The sheet went out over the judge like St. Bridget's cloak. Thankfully, we were dressed up for the beach, so I was wearing a life jacket and it saved my back, but unfortunately I broke my elbow. So listen, I want to say a huge good luck to our graduates who are graduating tonight in St. Paul's Special School in Montanati. Have the best night. Bye.
And please don't fall off any stage as well.
Wow.
But you know, when you're on stage and they say break a leg, that comes from back in the day in Victorian times or something, as a way of appreciating the show, they'd bang the chairs off the ground to make noise. And if it was really good, they'd break a leg of the chair. Yeah, so that's where the whole break a leg thing came from.
After a few drinks and a night out, I jumped into a minibus and forgot to remove my hand and sat in it and fractured the bone.
hang on. Okay, go back over that.
Do you want that again?
Yeah.
Shirley?
After a few drinks and a night out, I jumped into a minibus and forgot to remove my hand and sat in it and fractured the bone.
She sat on her own hand.
She broke her own hand by sitting on her own hand.
Oh my God, lads.
Brilliant. Embarrassing injuries, please. 0868104106. What have you got? Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather. You know when women in the house give out to men for not doing stuff around the house?
Yeah.
You give us a menu of stuff and we don't get to it. This is why.
How's it going? Phil here. I fell out the back door with the clothes horse doing chores, landed on my wrist, broke it. Broke the smallest bone in the wrist.
Oh no.
And had to wait 3.5 months in a cast for surgery and basically had to get a bone graft because the bone was after dissolving. There was no blood flow going to the thumb, so it was either take a bone from my hip and put a screw in it as well into the wrist or lose the thumb. So yeah, that's what you get for doing chores.
Wow.
So listen, ladies of Cork, leave your lads alone. just leave them on the couch, all right?
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Jesus, Phil, I hope you're okay now and back to normal after that drama.
Wow.
That was more suspenseful than the Jaws film. I'm telling you, I don't know where that was going to go. 20 past 8, fair play to you, Phil. It's lovely Erin. Hello, lovely Erin.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Erin.
This is Erin in Mogilee. Erin, how's life? What are you up to today?
It's good. I am just chilling because I was on night shift last night, so chilling.
Well, you deserve that chill if you're on night shift.
Who are you shifting?
Work.
Work, right.
Work. I'm shifting work.
Where do you work?
In Merck, Millie Four and Carrie Two.
Oh yes, what do they do there? I pass that all the time and I'm like, I wonder what they do in there.
We do a mixture of like medical devices and filters and stuff like that.
Filters? What kind of filters? Like for rollies or filters for...
No, like for medication devices.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Interesting.
You never know what people would be up to in Cork, do you? At all hours of the morning?
No, exactly.
Never.
So have you a big sleepy brain on you at the moment, Erin, have you?
I'm not too bad. Okay. I'm not too bad because I'm finished. So you can chill now.
Into bed, have a few hours, and then get ready for your day. Erin, 10 out of 10. Let's get you a grand before you hit the hay. All right.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who's the lead singer with Coldplay? Yep.
Chris Martin.
Question number 2. Who hosts I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Anton Deck.
In what city would you find Hyde Park?
London.
Where in Cork is the Finger Post Roundabout?
Douglas.
Question 5. What Cork actor starred in 28 Days Later?
Oh, Killian Murphy.
That's correct. Question number 6. In what US city was Beyonce born?
Oh, is she Texas?
Yeah, she is. Question number 7. Dua Lipa's parents are from where? Is it Scotland or Albania?
Albania.
Question number 8.
This is Albania.
What Cork artist is famous for performing The Wild Woman of Cork? I am the wild woman of Cork. I'm the wild woman of Cork. Nobody likes me.
Oh, is that Christy Ring?
A question
number. Christy Ring.
Christy Moore.
Christy Moore.
Okay, question number 9. Who does Stephen Graham play in the new Bruce Springsteen movie?
Bruce Springsteen?
It's not Bruce Springsteen. It's Bruce Springsteen's dad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know who Bruce Springsteen's dad is. My aunt's going to kill me because she's a big Bruce fan.
There you go.
We was just in the news there a minute ago, which is going to be hilarious, Aaron, because he's from Liverpool. He's a very strong Liverpool accent.
I know who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
All right, lads. I'll buy you a chicken curry and a can of Coke. Do Bruce. Streets of No Name. Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Anyway, Stephen Graham apparently will be the dad in the new Bruce Springsteen movie. You got Chris Martin, Anton Deck in London and Douglas and Killian Murphy, Texas.
Well
done, Dua Lipa's parents are from Albania. The Wild Woman of Cork. I'm the Wild Woman. It was a Cork poem that John Spillane turned into a piece of music.
Ah.
It was John Spillane, who is great friends with Christy, but I couldn't give you that, unfortunately.
No.
And then Stephen Graham is the last one.
That was a good round though, Aaron.
Aaron, you did brilliant. It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and come back and do it again, Aaron, okay?
I will. Thanks
All
very
right.
much.
Take care.
Enjoy your sleep.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
Thanks.
Pop Quiz is back tomorrow. Speaking of Dua Lipa, fancy 4 tickets. We're doing that next.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
A little bit cloudy till 8 o'clock, then it's absolutely gorgeous all day. 21 degrees in Cork for your Thursday the 19th. Vic got your VIPs. What's going on?
Okay, the All Together Now Festival in Waterford, which just grows year by year, has announced another 50 acts will be joining the festival this year.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it's sold out.
It's now in the territory of Electric Picnic, where
it's
before
massive.
it's so good and it's so big.
Yeah.
I think it's going to challenge the Picnic.
I think you're right.
Because what's happened with the Picnic is the Picnic started as a one-day festival.
Yeah.
15, maybe even 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And then 2 and then 3. But it was always kind of, it had been targeted at that kind of older festival, kind of 25 plus. And then Oxygen was taking care of the younger
That's
stuff.
Right.
And then bit by bit, they started making Picnic bigger and it got younger and younger. So now, altogether now, is kind of catering for that 30 plus.
I think you're right. I think it's going to
Festival gang. Whoever's doing the booking for All Together Now is on the ball.
Yes.
Fontaines DC, Nelly Furtado will be there. Biceps, the brilliant DJs from the north. London Grammar.
Yeah. Hello. Brilliant bands. Primal Scream.
Primal Scream have been added as well. They've thrown in the Boomtown Rats in left field. Bonobo, the DJ set.
Oh, hello.
And Groover Mad, a DJ set as well.
That
all part of it.
Such a good lineup.
It's solid.
Isn't it?
And then the other side of it is the arts part of it, and then the theatre part of it. And then you've got millions of bands and DJs across the whole setup. So
fab.
If you're going, you're in for a good one. I hope you get the weather for it because
Absolutely.
You need it.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Pink has been talking about how she trains for her live shows. I've never seen her, but I've seen clips of her live shows. She does acrobatics. She's, you know, twirling around on ropes and all kinds of stuff. But she revealed, because of all that, and she has to sing through all of that, there's a certain type of training that she has to undertake.
Because she's singing and spinning upside down, isn't
she? She's doing all of this physical, all these physical stunts, and she has to keep the voice strong. So she recorded this clip, and I just want you, I'm going to explain to you what's happening. Pink is lying on the ground, she's planking, and her voice coach is standing upright on top of her abdomen as she's singing.
2 feet on her tummy?
Yes.
Putting like full body weight down on her?
Yes. Have a listen.
Come on. Where there is a flame, someone's bound to get burned. Just because it burns doesn't mean you're gonna die. You gotta get up.
I mean, and her voice is still amazing.
It still
isn't
sounds
it?
Incredible. It really does, yeah.
That just goes to show you how talented she is.
Oh, wow.
But
whoa!
Some training, all right.
Have you seen her clips of her show when she's doing the trapeze thing? She's just spinning through the crowd. Superman Lovers and Starlight. 18 minutes after 7 in the morning. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. So get dancing to your house music.
I need any excuse.
Yeah, absolutely. Another 6 years of your life added, aren't you?
Yeah.
By the way, if you like house music and you like going dancing, you like club events. Did I tell you my news?
No.
I'm playing live with the Marquee, Vic.
Are you?
That's a really good reaction because you knew that, didn't you?
No, I didn't know. It was
did I not talk to you about it?
No, you didn't talk to me about it.
Oh, jeez, I forgot to mention. Yeah.
You're playing live at the Marquee.
Ah, look, it's a 45-minute DJ set, but like, I've never done it before, but it's going to be the crack.
I'm totally coming.
Yeah. It's Block Rock and Beats. It's Dec Pierce's Block Rock and Beats that he brings around the country. It's the biggest mobile disco in the world. And 5,000 people will be at the Marquee for Block Rock and Beats on the 12th of July. It's a Saturday night. I'll talk to Dec next week on the show. And also we have a VIP package as well to bring a load of you along. And picked up with a limo, the whole shebang. We have it all set up.
You didn't tell me anything about that.
Sorry, I'm not very good at gossiping about myself, you know?
No.
Anyway, if you're coming along, we'll give you more details on Block Rock and Beats in Cork. It's going to be good fun.
What can we expect from you?
Tunes, boy.
Tunes.
Lots of tunes.
One more tune.
Yes, and banging tunes. So what Dec does live is it's all classic dance, but he has a full band playing along with him.
Oh, that is cool.
So he's got amazing girl called Rachel on the keyboards, bass players, drummers, guitars, and all to the backing of live dance music. It's great fun.
Great fun. You're going to love
Can't
it.
Can't wait.
So anyway, get dancing, live longer. That's the slogan.
Yeah.
Here's my boy, Brian Johnson. This guy wants to live forever. He's a very wealthy businessman.
Yeah.
But he is obsessed with prolonging his life as long as possible. He wants to cheat death.
Yeah. Like
That's his ambition. This is what he wants to do. Now, have a listen to his day. A lot of you get up early in the morning, particularly at this time of the day, and you have your routines. You wake up in the morning. What's the first thing you do? And then you brush your teeth, right?
True. True.
Then you put your clothes on, you walk out the door.
Yeah.
You go back in because you forgot your trousers. Yeah. And then you come back out to the car and then you forgot your laptop and you have to go back into the house and all of that stuff. Have a listen to his routine.
I am a professional rejuvenation athlete. It's like what you would expect Ronaldo or Messi to do. I wake up around 4:30 in the morning because I go to bed around 8:30 and I try to log a perfect sleep score. So over 2 hours of REM, over 2 hours of deep. Waking up not at all, and then I'll do a series of steps. So I'll measure my inner ear temperature. I'll immediately get 10,000 lux light in my eyes because I rise before the sun. Then I eat a pre-workout breakfast. I'll work out for an hour. 30 minutes of that is strength training, balance, and flexibility, and 30 minutes is cardio. Following that is 20 minutes of sauna. 93 Celsius for 20 minutes. Following that is red light and near light therapy. I'll then do 90 minutes of hyperbaric oxygen therapy where I sit in a chamber and I breathe 100% oxygen. I'll shower, then we'll eat breakfast, which consists of vegetables, berries, nuts, seeds, extra virgin olive oil.
And that's just all before what, 9:30, 10?
That's right. That's right. The entire protocol takes me around 5 hours.
I was losing.
That sounds like my morning, Casey.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I've all that done before I even turn up.
I was actually losing the will to live, listening to his will to live.
Imagine, and the worst thing about it is, he's 42 years old, and guess how old he looks?
70.
42. He looks 42.
So he is 42.
He is 42.
And if you met him now on the street,
he looks 42.
He looks 42. Okay. Well, internally, he's probably in fairly good nick.
Probably.
I mean, that sounds amazing. All that stuff is probably all really good for you. It's a bit obsessive.
Isn't it?
Massively. So what I want to know this morning is, all right, on WhatsApp, 086.
What are you doing?
086 8104 106. Send me a selfie of you right now. And I'll try and respectfully guess the age of you.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
Let's see if there's anyone out there cheating death. If there's anyone out there beating aging.
Yeah.
Now, there's somebody out there who's you're probably in your mid 40s and you look 22.
That's genetics, though.
No filters, though.
No filters. No.
I want to see a selfie of you now. And if you're okay with us with guessing your age, and you're not going to get offended and come around to my house and hit me with a wet salmon, then you're all right.
And
let's
also,
go.
Don't tell us your age. Let us guess your age, and then you can message us in after we've had a guess whether we're right or not.
Go for it. Selfies, please, to 0868 104 106. Are you cheating death out there?
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go. VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Cheers, Kira. Vic, what have you got?
Okay, Brad Pitt is out and about at the minute. He's promoting his new movie. It's called F1. And it hits Irish cinemas on June the 25th. Obviously about Formula One. He told E! News that he has the utmost respect for those who compete in the sport. I'm going to bring you the clip there now in a minute.
He trained as a proper F1 driver. Like, he was actually driving cars in this thing.
It's unbelievable, yeah. Training that he went through. And he said, obviously, he never realised how much of a tough sport it is.
It's great. You need super, super fitness for F1 driving because of the G-forces, of the speed that you're going at, the focus. To concentration, like, you're traveling at 190 miles an hour,
I suppose,
for hours on end. Like, you could be the race could go on for like two hours maybe.
So you have to be physically really fit.
Reactions, everything. You just got to be in the zone. The fitness, the training that they go through is crazy. But I think in the film he's coming in as an older driver, hasn't a hope. That's the hero story,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right.
Very good.
He was talking to E! News on the red carpet yesterday about how much respect he has for those who compete in the sport.
All right.
His idea was to put actors in real cars on real tracks and embed us in the racing season. It's really audacious. Oh my God, what these guys can do at these speeds. And don't forget, they're jumping time zone. You know, it is incredible. They are the best in the world. I was really into the driving, and we had great coaches with us and great cars and real pit crews. And I think the most difficult thing was really developing a script that would cater to the diehard fans who treat the sport as religion, but also cater to any newcomers. So just threading that needle, I think we got there.
Yeah, it's going to blow up F1. Make it even more popular than
it
already is.
It's going to be a really good film, I'd say.
Have you seen Brad Pitt, what he's wearing lately?
I don't know what. They're saying he's having a bit of a midlife crisis, is he?
I think it's like, you know when the kids dress up in mum and dad's clothes and then they go out and about.
Yeah. It does look a bit like that. He likes to wear a lot of the oversized, overfit things.
He's wearing massive flary jeans and huge big jackets that aren't fitting him. I don't know. Is that the look now? I don't know.
I think it's the missus, you see. He's got a younger missus. I think maybe she's advising him. But yeah, he is wearing some interesting ensembles. His loved interest in the film is Banshees of Inisherin actress Kerry Condon.
Yeah.
She plays Colin Farrell's sister and she is Barry Keoghan's love interest in Banshees of Inisherin. She told Stephen Colbert that the reality wasn't as romantic as you might think.
You and Brad have a little love interest there.
That's
the film.
Okay. We can say there's a bit of romance.
There's a bit of romance in the movie. Was that part of the draw in any way? I mean, it was pleasant, I imagine. I mean, it's acting. I realize you're acting, but there's some full contact snuggles.
They scheduled it for 8:30 on a Thursday morning.
8:30 on a Thursday morning?
Yeah.
That was
like,
romance?
Oh, come on.
Wow.
So yeah, I had a vodka orange juice for my breakfast that morning.
Jesus Christ, I have to go shift Brad Pitt now.
The way she says it, isn't brilliant. It? She said, she was like, oh, come on.
Is that the female equivalent of winning 250 million in the Euro Millions?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.